This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
I suppose the big news coming into, the big storyline coming into this this match is Roy Hodgson's decision to restore ketchup to the menu.
Yeah.
It's made the England camp apparently a happier place, Lee. Who'd have thought that ketchup could do that sort of thing? Magic of ketchup.
I think that tells you all you need to know. Was that from a reliable source or...?
That's good for you.
Thanks.
That's very good.
I'd be more impressed if it was brown sauce, I must admit. You know the Five Live on Danny Baker's show, and he says it does a sausage sandwich game. I'm a brown sauce man all day long.
I
am.
Well, I had a sausage and bacon sandwich this morning.
Did you?
In a lovely...
Nice.
A BAP.
Well, whatever. When people all over the country will be saying carb, bun.
Balm. Yeah.
You can tell it's International Week because we're doing everything we can. It's like when you've got revision to do when you're at school and you go...
Displacement activity, this,
you go and you go and tidy your bedroom for the first time in 10 years just to stop revising. We have to talk about it, DK.
I'm a brown sauce man anyway. England 1-7.
That's the only thing we've got in common.
England 1-7. The draw 7-1. Lithuania 25-1. Two headline offers. Harry Kane to score and England to win 10-11. I won't bother with the other headline offer. You can check that one out on the website right now.
No, where is that?
Go on.
No, you should. You're the presenter.
Yeah, I'd manoeuvred past that, and then you're glancing over my shoulder to have a look at it.
Davy Das, which is a great first name.
Davy Das.
Matulevicius to score in Lithuania to win. 80-1.
You'd want another 0 on that, wouldn't you, really?
You should be called Davy Das. Davy Das Kellner.
That would be a lot better, wouldn't it? As far as the team news is concerned, Danny Rose has withdrawn. He came in to replace Luke Shaw. He's out now. Fraser Forster, Daniel Sturridge, Adam Lallana have also withdrawn. So in comes Rob Green and Jack Butland. And Tottenham's Ryan Mason has been called in to replace Adam Lallana. I suppose from a personnel perspective, the big topic here, the big narrative is Harry Kane coming into the squad.
Yeah.
Roy Hodgson's squad for the first time. And a lot of people in the media imploring Hodgson to start him in the first 11 as well.
Yeah, I don't think he will, personally. I don't see why you would start him. You know, I'm more about giving the players who've got you where you are a chance. And I think, you know, you look at the goal scorers, if we're talking about the front line, first of all. You know, Danny Welbeck's the joint leading scorer in the European Championship qualifiers. That's in total, not in England, with 5 goals so far. Rooney, of course, you know, since the World Cup, he scored against Norway, he scored against San Marino. He got the only goal away at Estonia. He scored another penalty against Slovenia when they went 1-0 down, of course. He bounced back a minute later, remember, and got a penalty. So important goals from Rooney. Scored 2 against away against Scotland. So, you know, Rooney's in great form. Welbeck's in great form. I wouldn't be putting an unknown quantity. And I know he's been brilliant. I've been probably one of his biggest supporters in terms of betting all season. But you bring him on. Hopefully, from an English point of view, they are 2-0 up, whatever, you know, 3-0 up maybe, with 70 minutes gone, you bring Harry Kane on, round of applause, he gets another one, everyone's happy. That seems to be the most logical thing to do, in my opinion.
I think he'll start.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Because
Who would you drop?
I just don't think... I think Hodgson's character has been called into question many times. I think the press have a big influence on the England national team, as far as I'm concerned now. Mm. He seems to... I don't think he's a strong enough character to leave Harry Kane out the way he's been playing. I just think he will bow to popular belief and start Harry Kane.
If he does start,
I think Danny Welbeck will be out and Rooney will play in the off the striker role, if you want to call it a number 10 role, and Harry Kane will play up front.
Personally, I would think that'd be very harsh on Danny Welbeck. But I take your point, and I take your point that, you know, he is the form man in the Premier League, isn't he? You know, now he's is the joint favourite to be the Premier League top scorer now, Harry Kane. So fair enough. In terms of the match, I mean, you know, obviously England are justified 1-7 favourites, aren't they? They'll be going in pretty much every acca this weekend. The European Championship qualification form's been great. You know, 4 wins out of 4, conceding just the 1 goal. That was that own goal against Slovenia that we just mentioned. You know, the standout result, you'd say, was the 2-0 away win in Switzerland. And it's got them off to such a fantastic start after all the disappointment. So I expect them to carry that on. Lithuania's away form isn't much to write home about. In the the qualifiers so far, two away games. They went to San Marino and won 2-0, as you would expect most teams to do. In fact, our friend David Ash scored in that game. But were beaten 4-0 away in Switzerland. So, you know, they kept it tight until half-time against Switzerland. And then they conceded four goals from the 66th minute onwards. So, you know, you might want to look and think, well, will England score early? They failed to score in the first half against Slovenia, so there's a little bit of a precedence there that England maybe won't open them up so easy. It took 25 minutes for them to open the scoring against San Marino as well, who are obviously a weak team. And I remember watching that game. I don't know if we watched that together. I remember watching it and thinking, they're taking the time here. You know, I think I might have even put up goal within 15 minutes or England to be leading at 15 minutes. So, I mean, as a little bit of a chancer, the draw England is 16-5. Might be a little bit too far. I mean, I've been a big player, any regular listeners will know, I've been a big player at, you know, of teams like Man City and Chelsea, maybe drawing after 30 minutes. Mm. Bit of a wimpy way out, I suppose. 30-minute betting, draw 17-20. A little bit skinny, really, I think, for me. You know, so yeah.
Who do you think scores then?
I think Rooney scores. I just think he's on. I just think he's obviously returning to form. He's obviously confident in the domestic action. He's obviously scoring regularly. I think we're debating whether Welbeck or Kane plays. You know, obviously if you back a goal scorer and he doesn't play, you get your money back. So it's not the end of the world. But given that we're having that debate and you know we're not sure, we know Wayne Rooney will play.
Yes.
You know, and he's the same price as Harry Kane, and slightly shorter than Danny Welbeck to score at any time. So, yeah, I'd back Rooney to score in an England win. That's what's been happening a lot recently. But, you know, to be fair, I'd have the same bet. Like I said, I do think Welbeck will start. So I'd probably have the same bet there. Rooney to score in an England win is only 4-5, though. So it's a bit skinny. Rooney to score first in an England win is 100-30. And when you look at those games that I was talking about, since the World Cup, you know, obviously the England win in Estonia, he scored the only goal of the game, so it was first. Same against Norway in that friendly. Jagielka scored the first goal against San Marino. Welbeck, of course, scored both against Switzerland. And England, 3-1 against Slovenia, he scored the first goal, albeit, you know, after an own goal, but own goals don't count in that market, do they? So, you know, so Rooney has got a bit of a habit of scoring first. So, yeah, Rooney to score first, England to win is 100-30, so I could play that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.